K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale, the man who played 226 league games, 219 of those in the navy blue and white hoops. He's coached Grovedale, he's coached the Whammos, he's coached South Barwon's women. He's been an assistant out at North Shore and now an assistant at the Colac Tigers, and we're lucky enough to be joined for the very first time on K-Rock Footy since he took over. We just got to turn his little microphone on. Thank you, Birchie. He's Tim McGrath, and I'm going to throw Birchie over to take the new ball and bowl a couple of half volleys before we bounce him.
Yeah, well, Bluey, Kingy gave you a little bit of an intro there, and I was going to lead in saying you've had an extensive footy history, both with playing and more recently coaching. What drew you to the Colac gig this year?
That just means when you've been involved in footy for a long time, you're old. yeah, pretty much. Actually, I wasn't going to do anything with footy this year. It's not hard enough, but thought, oh, I might need a spell. Then Army lives across the road. He came over and asked me what I was up to this year. I said nothing. 2 days later, I was coaching their backs. So it's been really good. I'm obviously, day one, met Seb, who I hadn't met before. Lovely fella. And I've known Army for a long time. But I still couldn't get my head around how's this going to work with fella coming straight out of the AFL. Fantastic career. Army, great local footy bloke, been coaching for a long time. I just couldn't see how it was could possibly get on the same page with how you deliver stuff as co-coaches coming straight out of the AFL and where Army's been, but it's actually been brilliant. Like, it really has, and two ripping fellas, and it's been really enjoyable.
Today's a big day for the club. We just reminded Roe, which he probably didn't want to hear about, but the last couple of years have been a bit disappointing in terms of Colac having great seasons and then getting knocked out in straight sets in the finals. Last week was really important for your club, getting that momentum again leading into today, having a good win and hitting the finals with some momentum.
It's disappointing if you go out in straight sets or, you go out first week, what it is, but you'd sort of rather be in than South Barwon who aren't. So you got to look at things in perspective, and we're happy we're in. We probably for a few weeks just drifted from what makes us a good team. We probably threw the toys out of the cot a little bit after Bell Park and things didn't go our way there, and we're really, that day, even though we got beat, we're really proud that we were 48 points down and actually hit the front. So we knew if we could get our game in good shape that we could, and I think the big thing was finishing third. Not that you want to bank the double chance in your back pocket thinking, oh, if we get beat, we've got another chance. I mean, we think we can really challenge all the teams in the comp. We think that at Colac, we've got a point of difference that the other teams don't have, and they've got to come up against that today.
Bluey, it's great to have you back on K-Rock Footy. It's been a while. Obviously, you were part of the K-Rock Footy team for a heck of a long time, probably a decade you spent, maybe even longer, in the K-Rock box with us, but it's nice to have your voice back on our airwaves. Just want to ask you about team selection. Firstly, obviously, we knew on Thursday night that you were replacing Ben McCarthy with Zach Seibel. We have a look at the team this morning, and it's generated that Jack Skinner won't play. Can you take into why he won't line up?
Yeah, he's just got a bit of a crook leg. He's had it for a few weeks. Smarter people than me make those decisions, doctors and whatever. So they said, well, being that you finished third, might be best if you give him a week off if you can. We think we've got a good replacement in Will Parkhouse. I actually didn't realise at the start of the year when I come down, actually he's 6'6", like he's massive. And to get him back today, he's had a pretty hard run this year with injury, but to his credit, he's really put a lot of work in to get himself right, give himself a bit of a platform and a base to get back in the team. And as the cards fell, he was the one that we could bring back in, and he can play back, he's good back, can play in the ruck, can play forward. So we're excited to have him back in.
It's not like the AFL where you've got to lodge a team 60 minutes before and we see a team sheet, but the risk we're around West Oval that Jared McCormack might need a fitness test or has undergone one to play today. Is there anything to that?
Nah.
He's stripped, he's out there and he's having a kick, so he's there.
He's out there warming up,
yep,
so
he is.
I mean, he he's had a pretty full-on year. Macca with, you know, obviously the last few weeks having Zai Bell out and him having to play in the ruck, probably not ideal for him and for us, but because he's such a competitor, you know, playing in the ruck, getting a few knocks to the back and bits and pieces, we were sort of getting stuck into him saying his back was a bit stiff because you're carrying his wallet around, but he didn't obviously like that, but no, he's fine. He's trained during the week, so he's good as gold.
Bluey, the team itself and especially the backline, very experienced group. How have you navigated that from a coaching perspective with them?
Yeah, it's been interesting. Last year they obviously got some big scores kicked against them, so I was pretty keen to try and limit that, scores against, but also be able to launch our game from the back 50. And we're lucky we've got, as you said, some experienced players there, and it's taken a fair bit of time to, not that it's a knock on them, they're good, they like to really play one-on-one.
Yep.
And footy's got a bit away from that, but they've been able to understand when to lock on and when to be able to sit off and mark the ball, and very strong on our backs coming late, spoiling the ball strong, having a real presence. And to their credit, they've done that. There's still some things to work on, of course, but really happy with the way the shape our game's in now.
And the ground should suit. It's very much like Central. You play half your games there. It should suit the way that you want it, the style of game that you want to play.
Yeah, we like contested game, where some of the other teams aren't as much. So we think here, pretty fit. I mean, playing at home on that big deck sets you up really well for the finals. They're on top of the ground. The ground's been in good nick all year, so happy with that. Contested footy, we're really good at that, but we're also got better as the year's gone on, using the ball and getting out of traffic and being a bit more composed than what we were earlier in the year, so we're happy with that.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale, what's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale. We're speaking with Colac assistant coach Tim McGrath. He's Rowan McSparron on Carrick Footy.
Yeah, Bluey, Cody Spokes, 200th game today. There's much been spoke about that. He's been a fantastic leader and player for the club for a long time, as the boys bumping about for Cody's 200th.
Yeah, we're talking about it during the week, which is great. So I'll play 200 games anywhere. I actually asked him the other night at training, does he get the barcodes like Seb and I do in the AFL to get finals tickets? And he just gave me a blank look. I said, oh, 200 games, still a good effort. Not the same league, but he laughed at it. He's a ripping fella. And only knowing him this year, just the talk earlier in the year about he was in the leadership group prior to this year, and you know the players vote all that sort of stuff, and he didn't get voted in this year. And not knowing him very well, thought, oh, one day he's going to take that. And to his credit, he was that excited for the blokes who got it. And he's worked on his game. He's played midfield. He's played forward. He's played back. His form this year has been on the up. And I know when we played Joey's the first time at their ground, he had a flat day. And he was really, really down on himself. So we had to sort of pick him up. And since then, he's just chipped away. And for the whole rest of the year, his form just been on the up. And last year when the game was on the line, like we had to win last week, he was unbelievable. Just in the wet, just composed, used the footy really well. And the boys were really wrapped for him last week. And this week with his 200th.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal effort, and he's been a great servant to the footy club. Now, back to you, mate. How have you enjoyed being back around? I know you had some whammos and you had a year at South with the girls. But how have you enjoyed being back around a senior men's program yourself?
I loved it. It's been unreal. And not knowing how it was going to work, obviously the Seb and Army thing's been unreal, but training in Geelong on Tuesday and then going to Colac Thursday, I'm in my own head, I'm thinking, how does this work? But it just does. The coaches then, with a small group in Geelong on Tuesday, can actually coach the individual, and same in Colac. So the players get a little bit more one-on-one time with the coaches and can work on a few things. And The people at Colac have been unreal. Like, they really have welcomed me in. And you hear years and years of footy, you say, oh, every footy club's the same. But that's a fallacy. It's just, they're just not. You can find some clubs that are clicky and you feel like you're an outsider, but there, they've welcomed me in, and it's been fantastic.
Yeah, it's good to hear.
Michael Robb we'll see for the first time. We didn't see him when you played against Bell Park in round 15. Round 6, I think, got injured. Didn't see him again until last week.
Yeah.
Comes back in. Will he start on ball? And how important is he to your makeup? And having Seb back as well, consistently having that midfield mix that you need.
Yeah, there's probably six players different to when we played Newtown last time. So, and six experienced players. And Michael Robb, he's a star. He is a star.
He's a gun.
He's
a gun of a player.
We probably missed. He's a point of difference, which we don't have a lot of. Like, he can play initially in the start of the year, played on the wing, went in the midfield a little bit, went forward, just in a bit of a triangle. So we can get the ball inside our 50 a lot to get the Garner boys and McCormack, but we didn't have that small, speedy forward to get front square or lead up and be able to mark the ball. So to get him back, he's another one like Parkhouse, who's had a lot of injury troubles this year, but to his credit, he put in a pair of work to get back. And I don't know that he thinks he's that good. I said to him mid-season draft, so he was still playing at that point for the in the mid-season draft in the AFL. I just asked the question, have you put a nomination in for the draft? He looked at me like I had three heads. Why would I do that? I said, mate, you're frying blokes in the best competition in Victoria. Why wouldn't you throw one in? He goes, oh, no, I'm not that good. And as the years go on, we mightn't see a lot of him, which would be a great thing because he'll be playing higher footy than this. And he's a lovely kid, really lovely kid.
Before we let you go, is it true that you're the only assistant coach in the GFNL with a clause in his contract that says I'm not available in the first week in May?
Correct. Yeah. That is true. And if your horse is running into Group 1, you can
also
maybe watch it on the bench.
Talking about blokes who've got horses running today.
Well, three in a row, is it?
Four in a row. Race 5, number 2 today at Moonee Valley.
Please, Aqua.
Well, last week, we were lucky enough.
Here he goes, in his element now. We're talking horses.
We'd beaten Grovedale, and the plan was to beat Grovey, get third spot, and then my horse was running the last at Caulfield last week, so all the lads were on it, 1 by 5. So
it went under a hole, didn't it?
It did, yeah. It's pretty good.
Is it?
So it's all Sepals, so
right.
It'll run in 2 weeks in the Rupert Clark.
That's where Zoo's going if it wins today at the Chautauqua.
Make sure it has a bit of sun cream on, and as we go past and give it windburn.
talking about sunscreen, you'll need some.
Oh, I know. The boys are getting stuck in me the other day about this week, and I said, mate, I get sunburnt when I open the fridge door.
Can I ask, Bluey, how's the health?
Yeah, good.
Yep. So do you still have your checkups and all that now?
You've all had clear? 10 years and I don't have to go back. I sort of a bit of a question. I said to the doc, like, what do I do then? He said, well, nothing. But you'll know if something's wrong. But I feel really good, healthy, probably a bit heavier than I should be. But
aren't we all?
I'm just happy I get up every day.
Yep.
And whatever happens during the day happens. I'm just happy we get up. We've got a good family, lucky to be able to have a job, go to work.
Bit of footy.
Go to footy.
Have some horses.
Don't get any better.
Yeah. Bluey, great to see you. I'm sure we will talk again through the finals.
You're a bit far away from us. I can't banter through the window.
Are you guys? Which bench have you guys got? You got the one down at the northern end?
Yeah, we're down the far end, yeah.
Down the northern end.
You might hear me, though.
Oh, I'm no doubt. No doubt we will. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Good luck. And it's great to see you back in senior local. Obviously, you've been involved with women's, but to see you back in the GFNL is a great thing for the comp. And
yeah, it's good fun.
We look forward to seeing what unfolds over September.
No worries. Look forward to it. Thank you.
Tim McGrath joining us on Carrick Footy. Thanks to Inspirations Paint Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale.
Carrick Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.